The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the GOAT debate, Messi vs. Ronaldo. In this podcast series, we'll dive deep into the legendary careers of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo and find out who's the GOAT. I'm your host, DJ Drake. Welcome back to the DJ Drake podcast. Today, we're diving into one of the most amazing debates in sports history, the Messi vs. Ronaldo GOAT debate. In this episode titled The Rise of the GOAT, we'll explore the early lives of these two football legends before they stepped onto the pitch of soccer. We'll focus on three main points: their childhood environments, early influences in sports, and lastly, struggles they faced. So let's begin. So Lionel Messi was born in Rosario, Argentina in 1987, growing up in a humble family. Messi's early life revolved around football. He often played with his friends in the streets and local parks, using whatever he could find as a ball. These experiences instilled a love for the game that would follow him throughout his life. Messi's family recognized his talent early on. His father, Jorge, was a coach and played a significant role in helping Messi improve his skill. They often spent weekends together watching matches or practicing in the backyard. It's inspiring to see how a child's environment can make them the greatest of all time. The streets of Rosario shaped Messi's creativity and passion for football, laying the groundwork for his future success. Cristiano Ronaldo was born in 1985 in Funchal, Portugal. His upbringing was different. His family was a working class and they faced economic challenges. However, this didn't stop Cristiano Ronaldo from pursuing his dream. He played football wherever he could. So in other countries, they call it football. In America, they call it soccer, so don't get those two confused. So anyway, he played football wherever he could, often competing with older boys in his neighborhood. Ronaldo's parents were supportive, which is amazing, but they also instilled a strong work ethic in him. His mother, in particular, encouraged him to chase his dream, even when the odds were against him. Ronaldo's determination is a testament to the power of resilience. Growing up in a challenging environment often improved his competitive skills, and Ronaldo embraced it and went through that challenge. He knew that he couldn't turn back. He had to achieve it. Both players faced humble beginnings, but their experiences were shaped by different factors. Messi's supportive family provided encouragement and resources, while Ronaldo's environment pushed him to be more self-reliant and driven. This contrast is fascinating. It shows how different backgrounds can lead to similar aspirations. The environment of Messi and Ronaldo not only shaped their characters, but also their approaches to the game. So moving on, Messi's family was instrumental, like very important in his development. His father coached a lot of local teams, and his grandmother, who sadly passed away when he was young, was a huge influence. Messi has often mentioned how she inspired him to chase his dream, making her a lasting presence in his life. When Messi was diagnosed with a growth hormone deficiency, his family made sacrifices to afford this treatment. They recognized his talent and were determined to support him. Family support can make all the difference. Witnessing how Messi's family helped him reinforce the idea that a strong support system is crucial for success. In contrast, Ronaldo's early influences were more about self-motivation. He idolized Portuguese legends like Eusebio and Luis Figo, who were amazing players in their time. Watching them play helped Ronaldo to succeed. It made him have a desire to succeed in this sport. Ronaldo was known for his relentless training. Even as a child, he was committed to improving his game skills. Self-motivation is an incredible thing. Ronaldo's journey highlights that what talent is important, hard work, and determination are often what set great players apart. Both players had role models who inspired them. Messi looked up to Diego Maradona, while Ronaldo idolized Figo. These players were not just heroes. They represented the importance of what could be achieved in football. Role models can be a double-edged sword. What I mean by that is they can motivate, but also create pressure. It's intriguing how both players managed to fall through these expectations and use them as sources for their ambition. So lastly, we're going to be talking about his struggles, both Messi and Ronaldo. One of the biggest challenges Messi ever faced was his growth hormone deficiency. At a young age, it was clear that his physical development was extremely bad, like he had a hard time growing. This condition could have derailed his career before it even started. His family's sacrifices for treatment were important, showing their commitment to his future. But thankfully, they were able to get the treatment, and Messi managed to grow to an average height of 5'7", which is good for soccer. But it's heartbreaking to think how close Messi was to not play professionally. Like, imagine Lionel Messi never existed. That's insane to think about. His ability to overcome is crucial for a lot of people who have problems like disability. Maybe it couldn't relate exactly to Messi, but in some way, it could relate to a lot of kids these days. It shows his dedication to the sport. So even if you have a disability, never let it stop you from loving soccer. Show compassion, dedication, and ambition, and also be motivated when you do this. Ronaldo's path was not without his struggles either. He faced rejection at multiple clubs during his youth. However, his big break came when he joined Sporting Lisbon at the age of 17. See, if I got rejected from a soccer club, I would also quit. Like, if I ever played soccer and tried to join a club, I would probably honestly give up on the first club, because I would feel like, man, I don't think I'm good. I don't think I'm built for this. But Ronaldo proved that wrong. Even after getting rejected by multiple clubs, he still managed to play. Moving away from home at such a young age was a huge leap. I could never do this. Like, it's amazing. It demonstrated his courage and commitment to his dream. So for any young soccer players out there, don't give up. Take this as a motivation to, hey, you know what? I'm going to do it. I don't care what anyone say. I'm going to show that I can become the greatest soccer player of all time. Ronaldo's experiences illustrate the importance of perseverance. His willingness to take risk at a young age is something many inspiring athletes can learn from. Messi joined FC Barcelona at a young age of 13. So it was a youth academy, not the official club yet. But this was an important moment for him. where he showed off his skills amongst some of the best young talents in the world, while Ronaldo made his professional debut for Sporting Lisbon at the age of 17, impressing scouts with his talent and work ethic. This is amazing to hear. There's a lot of stories of young soccer players. Not everyone got lucky. They had to show dedication, hard work. While Messi had some resources, it shouldn't stop you. Like, look at Ronaldo. He was had limited resources, and he still managed to go pro. He had a strong desire. Without desire, you will not achieve it. I'm being honest. You need to have dedication for what you do. Trust me, in the short run, it may not work out, but in the long run, it will pay out. But even if it doesn't pay out, God will bless you in one way or another. So, these early professional experiences were critical. They laid the groundwork for their incredible journeys, showing that his first steps into the professional world can make all the differences. So what we can learn from this is, as you can see, Lionel Messi had a disability, but that didn't stop him. He had to show dedication. His parents were his number one fan. They showed dedication, commitment. Even though they weren't rich, they knew that Messi had the skills and that he should play soccer. So it shouldn't stop you from playing. Even if you have some disability, don't let it stop you. Just keep on going. Show yourself that you can play this sport. And same goes for Ronaldo. A lot of young people were inspired by him, showing dedication, compassion, motivation. Like, for example, Kylian Mbappe, who won the World Cup at the age of 20. When he was 13 years old, he was a fan of Ronaldo. He had pictures of Ronaldo everywhere, and he knew that he would go pro one day, because you know why? He had the dedication, motivation, and hard work in him. He knew that without hard work, he would never achieve anything. It shows that just a random dude who was just a fan of Ronaldo managed to go pro. Like, I'm trying to tell you guys, without hard work, you will not achieve it. So let this be a lesson that show yourself that you can do it. Show, like, bring the full potential out of you. Show that, okay, I'm gonna do this. I don't care what anyone says. I'm gonna show everyone that I can become the greatest player of all time. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about soccer. It can be about anything, education, acting, like anything you inspire to be. It can be any of that. So as we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that both Messi and Ronaldo had extraordinary beginnings that was shaped by their environments, and it showed that the influences they had showed that it wouldn't help them to be stopped, and that the struggles they put in were finally paid off. Their rise to greatness is a lesson for us to learn that we need their passion, resilience, and dedication. Not necessarily there, but we should make our dedication on why we want to do this. So, thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad I'm able to talk about this. So, stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll dive into something interesting about Messi and Ronaldo. And eventually, we'll find out who's the GOAT of football. This is DJ Drake, and you've been listening to the Messi vs. Ronaldo debate right here on Penguin Radio. Until next time, peace.